When you think of the sources behind carbon dioxide emissions, you might think of cars and factories, but in the rural mountains of the Eastern Sierra, University of Nevada, Reno researchers are finding that much of the CO2 emissions come from an unlikely place, dried-up meadows. KUNR's Breezender reports.
When UNR PhD student Cody Reed first began studying this piece of land northeast of Susanville, she says it was looking pretty dry and desolate.
2015 was the end of the drought, so everything was really dry. And, you know, these meadows had been degraded for quite a while, so we used to joke that they were the parking lots.
But a year later, the land was quite literally buzzing with new life. The grasses reached up beyond her knees. Cows and blue herons could be seen in the distance. Reed's using a long metal tube to take samples of the soil, which she'll later test to find out how much carbon is present and compare it with the samples she took back 2 years ago.
All meadows in Sierra Nevada are emitting more carbon per year than all of the cars in Reno.
To be exact, it's closer to the greenhouse gas emissions of all the cars in the Reno-Sparks metro area. Because they produce so much carbon dioxide, Reed's idea is to add more water to the soil so that more plants will grow. Here in this meadow, a human-made creek was filled in, and water was able to flow freely. The groundwater level rose, bringing life back to the area. In other words, the new plants add oxygen to the mix, offsetting the carbon dioxide from the soil.
And meadows have been probably in a constant state of change for since settlement conditions in the western U.S.
That's Ben Sullivan. He's an assistant professor with the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Science at UNR. He says when European settlers developed the land, they wanted to dry it out in order to build new things on top of it.
Timber harvesting and railroad building, homesteading in the meadows, agriculture.
He says between 60 and 70% of the meadows in the Sierra Nevada have been dried out through some sort of human development. And officials in California and Nevada have shown interest in reversing that trend. He says restorations could be counted in reducing the state's overall CO2 emissions. But beyond studying carbon emission, Sullivan says continuing this research is important because there isn't much known about meadows in general.
You'll often hear about research in grasslands, and you can read about research in wetlands. Both of those, we think we understand a decent amount about those. These meadows don't function truly like either of them. They're truly their own unique ecosystem with its own properties.
In the meantime, Sullivan and Reed are attempting to get their findings published in a scientific magazine. Reporting from a Sierra Meadow near Susanville, I'm Breezender, Reno Public Radio News.